These hostilities were a reaction to all of the misery and all of the hostility that you brought with you and visited upon these peoples. And then as you realized where you have located yourselves, you began to build a wall, a barrier around the country that you are living in. Now, isn't this a grand definition of a ghetto? Isn't this an accurate explanation of the psychology that we are speaking about? We don't know what it's going to take. Let's flip this for a moment to another tone of conversation. And I hope those of you who are recording have whatever it takes to integrate or to present all of this lecture without doctoring it, without censoring parts of it. But what is it going to take? Look, we're human beings. If there are any human beings in the world who are unarmed as a community of people, it's we, the victims of your policies. And why is it when you have all of this power, when you have this military prowess that you're so proud of, you can't come up as a normal human being and speak to the victim? Something is wrong here. When people who have all of this power cannot act as normal human beings with the victims, something is wrong at the psychological core of such people. Now, it's going to take we, the victims of you, the Israeli Zionists, to help you out. We have no compunctions about speaking. Here we are. We're speaking. I understood you had something that was about Israel last week on this campus. I wasn't here. I just heard. You had entertainment and music and food and whatever other activity that satisfies the instincts in man. But is it about instinct? Or is it about common sense and exchange of ideas? If you have something to offer the public, come out with it. The public is willing to listen. And particularly we, the Muslims. Now you remember, you who are affiliated with the Zionist occupation of the Holy Land, remember, when you were persecuted everywhere in the world, where did you find refuge? Where did you find life to be semi-normal? It's among us who now you have made victims. It's going to take the populations of this victimhood to once again try to extend its hand to you. Those of you who are willing to receive an extended hand. But those of you who are still poisoned with your Zionist ideology, we don't know what to say to you. The only place we see you is at the war front. The only thing we know about you is death and destruction. We've experienced your discrimination. We know very well your racism. How are we to interact with you? You leave us no choice. Zionism has to go. And regardless of your faith or your religion, if you can't see that Zionism has to go from the Holy Land, from occupied Palestine, from the face of the map, from planet Earth, if you can't see Zionism has to go, then you are welcome, if you have an open heart and an open mind, to a conversation that makes sense. And don't be scared that sometimes you are going to encounter people and individuals who carry the bruises and the injuries of the occupation that you are responsible for. But beyond that physical tar of the occupation, there remain souls and minds who can speak truth to power. Thank you very much. I will end with the greetings of peace. Once again, as I opened this presentation, and I understand tonight there is a follow-up, there's going to be a more calm presentation of the facts, an open-air lecture like this is obviously better suited to the manner and the mode in which this presentation was given. We hope to see some of you, or all of you, or more of you this evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
Thank you, Imam Asi. Right now we have question and answer. I'd just like to remind you that it's question and answer and not answer and answer. So, any questions?
The question was, during the Jordanian occupation of Jerusalem, could the Jews pray at the Western Wall? This type of question tries to put a person in the position of defending the Jordanian government. You happen to be speaking to a person who is as opposed to the Jordanian government as he is to the Israeli government. The question is, can a Muslim person pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque today? A Muslim can physically make his presence to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa